So no need for a detailed introduction. We all know what happened. So what next, I guess, is the question. Judith Collins is with us. A very good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Mike.
How's it feel this morning?
Oh, really good. Great sleep last night. Had some time with my staff yesterday afternoon. We went off to Backbenchers pub about 4 o'clock, something I've just never done. So it's really, not obviously been in the pub before, but, go and do that. So it was really good fun.
Mike, let me read you a couple of texts. Mike, most people don't realise it yet, but Judith has done National a huge favour by making it untenable for Bridges to be the leader. Was that the point?
Oh, it wasn't just that point, was it, really? It's the fact that I was between a rock and a hard place. Dr. Shane Retty and I decided the only thing to do was what I did. And, I just want to give some clear air now for all of the those who want to put their hands up for the leadership. And I just want there to be a really good contest, and I want the right person to come through.
Did you know when you said yesterday you'd still be leader at the end of the day that that wasn't true?
Well, I thought, you never know, do you? But I felt that I could be. But I also knew, Mike, when I took the step I did, that it would most likely lead to me not being the leader. And I knew that that would have to, well, not that it would have to happen, but it is... It was a likely outcome, but I also felt it was the right thing to do.
Honestly,
look, absolutely.
Because I don't want to dwell too much on that aspect, but I am interested, like everybody else. It was an uncouth comment, no question, but it was dealt with. The apology was offered and received. It's been 5 years, and then suddenly this woman's all traumatised again.
No, it's not all traumatised again, actually, and I don't believe it was properly dealt with. I don't believe at all it was. And there was a real power imbalance. But look, I think we just need to give some clear air to those who are contestants for leadership. And frankly, we've got some great people. All I know about Christopher Luxon. Not people yet have been talking about Chris Bishop. Couldn't find a harder working, more effective politician. Nicola Willis, another hard working, effective politician. We need a new broom, and we need to be able to move forward. And actually, as a party, we've got some great people. There are others as well. There are loads of people in there who could step up and would do really well. But we do need always to be looking forward, and that's what I want to do.
Who will you vote for?
Oh, you see who the contestants are. It's actually really nice to be in that end of the process in terms of being able to help get the next leader. But, you've got to have leaders for certain times. As you know, Mike, I came in not actually having sought it. I was asked to do it, and there has been the debacle of the Bridges and Muller times, and it was an election campaign. So I'm very happy I did my bit. And I'm very happy that I've made some changes that I believe were absolutely necessary. And all I do is just look forward. And looking forward is people of the ilk of Chris and Nicola and Christopher. And also there are others there as well. There's just so many. I mean, Dr. Shane Retty is one of the most outstanding
principal
people I know.
He's boring.
But no, because he's actually such a decent person.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. But decency, as perhaps you found out, Judith, doesn't make a leader.
Well, actually, sometimes it does, Mike, for the time that's needed. And that's the point. So there are lots of people in there. And I shouldn't just be picking winners, but I do think that it's time for the party to and the caucus to look to the next generation coming through to be for their leadership.
Some clarification. You said you had the board's backing. You didn't. Why did you say you did?
It's funny how people... see things different ways. Certainly the board backed me to make the decisions that I needed to make, and I believe that went exactly where it did. I mean, look, I'm not going to say who said what and why, but look, if that's the board's recollection, it's not my recollection, it's not the recollection of some others, but we just get on with it.
Okay.
And the main thing is this, that was always my decision.
Okay. Does Goodfellow need to go as well?
Decision. The board will have to make that decision. I think it is time, as I've said, for some changes, and it's the new generation coming through that we need to look to.
What about your future personally? Are you still going to be the MP for Papakura, still challenging for that seat come the next election?
Oh, Absolutely, Mike. That was very happy being the MP for Papakura when I was asked to, actually almost begged by some to take over the reins when we took over that mess. And absolutely very happy to do that. The one real regret around leadership is that I haven't been able to spend as much time in Papakura for the people there. You know, we've got a hugely biggest membership of the whole of the National Party electorates. We're really, really a great electorate. I'm never giving that one up.
One more text. Mike, I'm so angry with Judith. She has damaged the party and her team were working hard at making traction against Labor. I've totally lost all respect for her. She needs to retire. I was in her electorate. I voted for her. Very disappointed in her. Denise, what do you say to her?
I say to Denise, in the fullness of time, I'm sure that on reflection, people will see that I have actually done exactly the right thing for the party, knowing that there would be consequences for me. It is absolutely the right thing. And I also think, too, people don't know all the facts in that, but look, I don't want to go down that path. I just think it is the right thing. We need to make sure we move on. And there are other people who need to have their chances. And as I've said, there's a few of them. There's plenty of people in that place who could take up the reins, and all we need to do is get behind whoever it is and let them do their job and not white ant them all the way through.
Quick comment on the media. Were you done for from the start when some of them decided they didn't like you?
Well, I think, Mike, you might have said that to me at one stage, and I said, oh, surely that's not. But look, you can't worry about that. I mean, people have their favourites, and the media do too. And sometimes they want a certain brand or a certain style or a certain whatever else. I can't help that, and I'm never going to be fake, Mike. Never. And I'm just not going to play that game.
Nice to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Judith Collins, former leader of the National Party, and I think we got the endorsement there, didn't we?